this is really what's happening in you. Do you remember where are we? We are in a book of enrichment. Means we were talking about you, having learned the basis of this wisdom, going out for research to enrich yourself, right? For that, one of the explanations is this, that okay, in this enrichment, I told you what to do. I said, listen, big words, no use. I said, listen, believing in that peasant fellow is no good. Listen, it's like this. It's like, we explained all of this to say what? The most important thing was, we said, okay, when you are reading that nonsense, this is the beginning of a chain of negative stuff for you. It's not only you're doing it. By doing something wrong, you start to become a wrongdoer. That's how a thief starts to be. He starts with picking up a pocket. Then it will go on and on and on. This is what the problem is. So even in this education could happen. If you collect the wrong stuff, you will be led to nonsense. You should be always careful that the first negative stuff arrived, I have to stop and say, oh, I did something wrong. Not to say, oh, something bad happened to me, I'm unlucky. Are you lucky or not? Who is lucky? You tell me a lucky person. Is a fellow who wins a lotto, a 649 lotto, is he lucky or he could go around and say, I'm an unlucky person? You are the winner of a lotto which is not won in 20 millions or 14 millions of this, is one in 500 million. There were approximately 500 million sperms that night, and you're the only one. The rest are in the toilet. Is that a lotto or not? And that's just the first. How many dangerous situations you pass that you don't know even, because the death is invisible to you. It's here. It's always walking the back of my left shoulder. This is the best explanation of that good movie maker. Yes, the death is always there. So every single moment, I'm escaping the death. But I could think I'm unlucky because something didn't happen the way I like it to happen. By a very bizarre situation in a very bizarre environment. Today I was talking about this, about how when the luckiest stuff will happen to you. The best stuff ever happened to me happened when I felt really unlucky and miserable. I had a fantastic place in the ski resort, and I have invited everyone for our New Year 13 days to go and ski and be in the mountains. And the first day I fell down and my leg broke. So the rest of the day, and I cannot go back to the city because I have the guests. So every day I have to prepare everything and send them off and go sit down and look at them enjoying it and put my feet over there. And that was the best day of my life. Yeah. I didn't know it. Even when it happened, I didn't know it. Some lady dressed like the peasants was crossing and brought me an apple. that lady became the angel of my life. When you think that everything is bad, you don't know what's going on. This is a part of the life. Maybe the time that you think it's everything bad, look at the guy now, he thinks he's lucky he made it, right? And you know what will happen to him. You realize that, okay, when you don't have that and that and that, now it's your turn. Then he will cry and he will, you see what it is? So here, he will, Rumi is trying to explain it to you that, listen, the guy is happy, right? Why? Because his thought is the cock. Look at the bird. The birdie said something, it didn't happen. So, what should be the reaction? To come out and say, I'm sorry, I thought it would happen, it didn't. I don't know what. No. He will bring the prophets and everybody to defend itself. This is the problem with this. It always will defend the wrongdoings. Yes?
One loss would have prevented losses. Our bodies and money are the ransom for our souls. In the presence of kings, in dispensing punishment, you offer money and purchase your head. How have you become, in destiny, a curl, withholding your money from the judge?
Means what, the last verse?
He's trying to bargain?
I don't understand the English version, really. Because it says, how you have become, in destiny, a crust. Well, what is all that? Because the Persian is a little bit complicated. First of all, he uses the word a'jami, means stupid, means the Iranians for Arabs. That's the word. He will say, how did you become stupid in that word again, qada, consequence? You were stupid in consequences. And you do what? You will make the property run away from the judge. See how complicated is these sentences? Because he's explaining the wrongness with that kind of thinking. That kind of thinking is to let go of the consequence and try to save your property from even the upstairs. How could it be in your mind? Yes.
How the cock foretold the death of the Khwaja. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow he will certainly die. His heir in mourning will slaughter a cow. The owner of the house will die, depart. Lo, tomorrow a great deal of food will reach us. High and low will get pieces of bread and dainty morsels and viands in the midst of the street. The sacrificed cow and thin loaves of bread will be scattered quickly over the dogs and the beggars. The death of the horse and mule and the death of the slave were bringing round the doom of this foolish man.
Okay, what happened here? The story is clear, yes, okay, he said the guy is going to die and blah, blah, but he didn't say it that simple. First of all, why did he repeat something in these five verses that you read? Do you see a repetition? The cow. What is the cow? The real ego now. The existing one. The one that does nothing but eating. Remember, that's what the cow is. Cow does nothing, just eating. and getting fat. Yes, it will give you milk. That's the cow, the real one, right? Here he will say, tomorrow you be happy about the cow. The cow will die. Yes, Khaja will die, then they will kill the cow. So you be happy about the cow which is going to die. He doesn't talk about Khaja himself anymore. He is just the subject of dying here. But the cow is important. Why? Because, first of all, he started this paragraph, again, he cut it somewhere, he started that the cow will be killed by the family member of this, or will they will kill the cow. Then, okay, this guy will die and you will have a lot. You will have a lot of bread and a good vegetable and something to eat, and this is something that will be everywhere because the location is finished. Remember, the cock is telling this to the dog, and for dog the most important thing is the door, right? Here we say all of that will vanish. And again, let me talk about the cow and the real good bread. Bread is the stuff that he is stealing and the dog is nagging about. And he promises that bread again and again and again. Then Rumi will say, ha ha ha. Do you remember? It was step by step by step. It was the horse, then the mule, then the slave. All of this was protecting the guy, because you are a human being with your knowledge that you could move, and an animal to carry the stuff of you, the body, and you needed that slave. Without those, practically you don't exist. So those are the price of you. These were the protector of this guy, right? Now listen carefully. Yeah?
He fled from the loss of wealth and from grief thereat. He increased his wealth and shed his own blood. These austerities of dervishes, what are they for? That tribulation on the body is the everlasting life of spirits.
You see what happened? Suddenly the story stopped. Suddenly this cock, which is the silly, stupid one, started to talk perfectly, because let me put it aside to say, this is what I wanted you to understand with this story first. You know why all the dervishes, they have not a very comfortable life? They pay the price for the soul. This is how it goes. Because if you're too comfortable, what will happen to you? Do you remember the people of Sabah? Which, the story is not finished, we're talking about it. The comfort. Here we say, the guy was looking for comfort. And that comfort could rot your soul. This is why we suggest a simple life here. Yes?
Unless the traveler gains this everlasting life of his self, should he make his body a sick and perishing thing? How should he move his hand to altruism and work unless he sees his soul in exchange for what is given?
Explain it to me. What was that? Me bad English. This is something that repeatedly I remind you. And you know what? The story is this. When a fellow has never tasted a good food, this fellow cannot become a connoisseur. And this fellow will not understand the difference. The taste is leading you over there, right? Uh-huh.